Hi, Jason. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the Regional Pricing Director here. Tara wanted me to get on the line to get you the details and answer any questions you might have. Also, though, to apply a reduced rate for your young company. Happy Monday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Wet.
Yeah. Okay. Gotcha. Well, you know, I do welcome the opportunity to speak with you, and I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also familiar with the different places that a business can appear on the first page. In fact, Tara says you were looking into Google Guarantee and being listed there, right?
Correct.
Okay. So you know that that is a pay-per-lead. We can do that for you as well. We're also talking about doing is getting you listed in that local map or the pack result that pops up right on that first page. That way people who need your services, they don't have to know the name of your company. They're typing in pest control, pest management, a specific type of pest solution there. Your company's going to pop up, and they'll call you directly. Now, you don't have a website, though, right?
That is correct. I'm trying to find somebody to assist me with that.
Okay. Well, you are a young company, and you do qualify for reduced pricing. We call it a new business rate, and we don't expect our young companies to already have a website. We actually do websites in-house as well. Now,
okay.
As far as the directories that we'll create for you, it's not just Google. You'll be verified and recognized by both Google and Bing as an active business. You'll have all the additional content that the search engines look for and index and ultimately do use to determine what companies they'll display on that first page. So you'll have everything from a fully optimized Facebook page for your company, a Yelp listing, Super Pages, Manta, Chamber of Commerce. It's almost 70 different destinations and directories. All of them are equally important to Google. All of them will be talking about your services and your service area. So you'll show up in that local map or that pack result that pops up. Now, we can certainly do the Google Guarantee for you as well. We also do Google paid ads if you like. We can do Facebook ads too. So, I mean, we are a digital marketing firm and a comprehensive suite of packages and programs, options for a business like yours. Is it just you doing the work, or, I mean, how many guys do you have? How much more work are you looking to take on?
I'm the only owner.
Okay.
I do have a guy that does work with me.
Okay.
Kind of, I guess.
Gotcha.
So it is the guy that actually performs the work.
Perfect. Oh, I see. Okay. And is it strictly residential, or can you do commercial work too?
It's commercial and residential.
Commercial and residential. Okay, wonderful. And I'm sure that you do have some photos relating to the services you provide, maybe some before and after photos or something like that. So we could, in fact, use those photos to build out a website for you, right?
Yeah, I have a few, not a lot.
Okay.
Horribly taking pictures because I always forget. But
yeah, I hear you. Okay. Well, you know, if we do a website for you, the hosting, maintenance, and updating of the website would be included at no additional cost. So as we start sending you more work, you can keep on taking more photos. We can always add those photos to the website later on down the road. There would never be any additional costs for us to do that. Okay. Now, are you familiar also with the Google Ads? Most people call that AdWords or pay-per-click.
Yes.
Okay. Is that something you've considered for your business?
Definitely looking into marketing for sure. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, again, being that I am a new business, funds are
okay.
Limited.
Okay.
So,
okay. I hear
you.
Yeah.
And, I have tried different marketing approaches. I recently signed up with Angie's List.
I'm familiar with that. Have you have you gotten any leads yet, or had a chance to follow up with those leads?
Yes. Right out the gate, I got one. It turned into a really profitable lead. Actually, that one lead turned into four different sales.
Oh wow!
So.
Good.
Yeah, that worked out really, really well for me. So I would love to see a bunch more like that. That would be spectacular. But yes, I am looking to advertise or market in different areas. Just to get my.
Got it. Sure. Yeah. I mean, if you're able to take on the work, it's a good way to be found. I mean, everyone goes online looking for the services that they need. Now, I do want to put together a package that would be, you know, appropriate for your needs and also fit your budget. You know, the local services ads, as Google calls it, or Google Guarantee, as most people know it, you know, that is a pay-per-lead, just like the Angies or the Home Advisor. It might be a little too pricey in the very beginning. I would want to kind of get your phone ringing and earn your business before we would add something like that. Even the Google ads, Google does require $300 per month for Google paid ads. The local campaign, though, might be great for you because it's a fixed flat rate month to month. And no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's simply that flat monthly rate. Now, Tara put in the notes here that you're willing to travel 50 or 60 miles. Is that out of necessity, or, I mean, do you really want to go that far? If we got you work closer to home, would you see a benefit to that?
I mean, that would be the max. So
okay.
I'm assuming it's not from Lake Charles area. Is that correct?
Yes, correct. That's where your relevance would radiate out from.
Yeah, so I have to be careful with that radius.
Right.
Because where Lake Charles is, I'm only about 30 miles, maybe a little bit more, from the Texas state line. Now, my license is only in Louisiana, so I cannot go into Texas.
Okay.
However, I can do, if y'all can break it down by zip codes,
we can.
I can send you list of zip codes that that is my territory that I don't mind, you know, running into.
Okay.
We can do that. That would be great because I think, like, the furthest north I'll go is probably, you know, that 50, maybe 60-mile mark, where the furthest east I'll go is going to be roughly 40 miles. So it's not a...
Okay. Right, and that's perfect because we wouldn't be drawing a big circle around you anyway. We would be doing very targeted marketing. Now, like I said, if this was 3 weeks ago, I would be talking about let's just go forward with doing Google Ads. Google only required $100 of ad spend then, but now they bumped it up. It's $300 a month. I don't know if that's going to be in your budget. I'm not saying that it's not, but it would be cost effective for you. I mean, it's the return on investment that you're looking for here. But we can do a local only campaign. You might not get everywhere you're looking for because it will radiate outward about 20 miles. We could add Facebook ads, which is a very affordable way to be found in specific zip codes, subdivisions even, where we can really make sure that you are being found by people that might need your services. It's pennies per click for Facebook ads. It's like 20 or 22 cents per click. So the extra $100 would easily allow us to target, you know, specific areas where you most want to be found. And, you know, that would easily run for the entire month. Now, the local campaign by itself, I mean, you're a young company. You're about a year in or less than a year and 6 months in. So you certainly do qualify for the reduced pricing there. It's the lowest rate that we offer to the public by far. We actually prefer to make it as affordable as we can and simply earn your business long term. With the reduced pricing for a young company, you'd see a savings of a little bit over 50%. You'd save exactly $200 every single month as long as you choose to use the service. That reduced pricing would stay with you, and it does bring the rate down from what would normally be $399 a month to a fixed flat rate of just $199. To add the Facebook ads on top of that would bring it to a total of the $299. But what I would do for you, because you did just sign up with Angie's, and I'm not expecting you to shut it off. It sounds like it's working for you. Two completely different services. You don't have to stop using that service to be a top option on that first page of Google. But, of course, with this, you get calls directly to you, so you might end up finding that you're able to scale back on what you're actually paying for some of those leads. I know you had great success with those first ones, and I certainly hope that you continue to see that continued success with the leads that you get. What I would do, though, because there's a promo code in our system, if I just find it real quick. Okay, there it is. It's a promo code that I'm going to add here because you are spending advertising dollars elsewhere. It's not specifically for the Angies or Home Advisor, but it does allow me to reduce the cost of the setup fee. Now, you know, like I said, you did just sign up for that service, and I know that you're a young company. I normally would take maybe 20 or 30% off of your setup fee. The setup fee would otherwise be $299, but I want to take $200 off of your setup fee. It would just be a one-time setup fee of $99, and it does only attach to that first month. What I will do, though, is include the website for you at no additional cost, okay? I mean, our job is not just to list you on the first page. It is to make sure that your phone is ringing, and certainly having that website will allow us to showcase your services, put those photos on there, and like I said, as you take on more jobs, you can take more photos and we can add those to your website, okay? So you'd be looking at $199 for the local campaign, the $99 setup fee, and if you wanted to add the Google, the Facebook ads on top of that, it's an extra $100 for you. But like I said, without the Facebook ads, you'd be looking at about a 20-mile radius. We can put specific cities and zip codes into the content that we create for you. The Facebook ads would allow us to reach in any direction, whether, obviously, we're not going to go past the border there, the state border, but the Facebook ads would be very targeted as well. But like I said, that would be an extra $100 for those Facebook ads. Now, of course, you know the needs of your business a lot better than I do. My goal, of course, is to get something going for you, get your phone ringing, get some work coming into you, and then maybe even talk about doing the Google Guarantee a little bit later on down the road for you.
Yeah, that sounds perfect. Now on the Facebook, is that something I can also add at a later date as well?
That's correct. You can add the Facebook ads later. We are required to fill the local campaign. The Facebook ads you can always add later on. So you'd be looking at that local campaign. Now, like I said, we're going to build, host, maintain, and even update the website for you. That's included at no additional cost. You will get a very detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll be able to see exactly how much work you're getting. You'll see where the work is coming from. You'll see the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each of those individual searches. In fact, you'll know which clients found you from the local map, from individual directories, or from your website itself. Now, of course, most people will simply pick up the phone to call you directly. It's got the click-to-call feature on there. There will, though, be a contact form on the website, so both residential and commercial clients can tell you where they're located, when they want you to come out, what they think they need to have done, etc. And then when they fill out that form, you will get a text message and an email, Jason, so you'll always know right away when someone is trying to contact you. And whether they are calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, it is still that flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. And then anything that they type into that contact form will also repopulate right on your tracking and your reporting. So again, you know how much work you're getting, you know where it's coming from, you even do know who to follow up with. Now, did you have any questions for me at this point?
So you had mentioned about the pay-per-click.
Mm-hmm.
So the pay-per-click, that's the only, and I'm guessing that was the ad piece.
But that's the Google ads, yeah.
Okay, yeah. The only thing that concerns me on a pay-per-click is a lot of people that click and then they stop.
Right.
So you're paying for a lot of unneeded clicks. However, the paid leads, those I don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
Not pat myself on the back at all, but I'm a fairly good closer.
Right. No, so, I imagine. Right. Yeah.
Yeah,
once you got on the phone, that's the hard part, really. Yeah.
Right. Getting the phone to ring is the hardest part. If I can get in front of somebody 8 times, I'm gonna sell them.
Yeah.
I'll sell them something. So,
sure.
On the paid per lead, which one was that one?
The pay per lead, that would be for the Google paid ads. Again, most people call that AdWords or pay per click. There is the one monthly fee that would be exactly $300 a month to add those Google ads in. But we would manage the Google ads professionally. We are Google Premier partners, and it's our job, really, the whole point of that partnership program, which started almost 6 years ago, was to make sure that business owners see a higher return on investment specifically with paid Google ads. And we were one of the very first companies that Google wanted to partner up with. We'd already been in business almost a dozen years at that point. We started in 2004, and we did and do still have a proven track record of putting and keeping businesses on the first page in both the local map and the Google paid ad. So, you know, like I said, we don't necessarily have to do the Google paid ads now, but if you did decide to do them later, you would definitely be in good hands.
Okay. I do have a question on the pay-per-lead, though, and I know this is going to be something, but on the pay-per-lead, is it a flat rate per lead, or is it a fluctuating rate per lead?
Right. So for the pay-per-lead, you're talking again here about the Google guarantee. It does fluctuate depending on what people type in. And that's why, like I said, you know, it might not be, you know, the time now to do Google Guarantee. There's a $250, you know, startup fee, and then of course you would pay for every lead after that. So, you know, like I said, I would prefer actually to get things going for you, get a website going for you, get you verified and recognized by Google and Bing, and create the content that Google indexes when someone does a keyword search so that you show up in that local map or that pack result, get your phone ringing, start getting some jobs coming to you, and then we can always talk later about adding Facebook ads or adding Google ads or even doing the Google Guarantee.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
So the service we're talking about is a fixed flat rate. It is an exact amount. It bills once a month for that amount. There's no taxes, no fees, no surcharges, no lead fees whatsoever, of course, because the calls come directly to you. Best part about that is they'll probably see your website before they call you. And by the time they decide to call you, they're pretty much hoping you're available to do the job, already thinking if your price is fair, they want to hire you for your services. That's why they're calling you directly. Now, of course, not everyone who sees you on the first page will ultimately decide to call you. Of course, you will not be the only company that pops up on that person's search, but the people that do decide to call you will be pretty excited to speak with you. And like you said, the hardest part is just getting somebody on the phone. But these will be living, breathing human beings calling you directly. There's no third party involved. I know sometimes, and I hope you don't experience this, but I've talked to a lot of business owners that have used the same lead service that you're using as well as others, but a lot of people say that, you know, you get the same lead that a bunch of your competitors get. Sometimes you can't even get someone to answer the phone, or when you do, they say they've already scheduled it with somebody else. So, you know, there is that part of a shared lead system where you're paying for the same lead that gets sent to you a handful of your competitors, but it sounds like you're already doing great, and if you continue to have even a fair conversion rate with the leads that you're getting from Angie's, I'm sure it's going to be part of your marketing strategy. But everyone uses Google, you know, not everyone uses Angie Leads, so you're going to be found by a much larger target audience, people in your same area, but still needing your services.
Right, and the reason why I signed up with Angie's List is they kind of like y'all, they called me, timing was right.
And, sure, sure.
It was great.
The timing was great. The lead you got turned into a lot of work for you, so that's fantastic. Yeah. I love hearing success stories like that.
It paid for the sales I got off of that one lead.
Of course.
Pretty much paid for the next 4 years. So
wow, that's wonderful. That's nice.
Yeah. I'm definitely interested in Google. I have been wanting to do something with Google. I just haven't had really the time to sit down and do it yet. So, again, you're kind of catching me at a good time. So I'm definitely interested.
Well, that's good to hear.
Definitely to do the basic package as you're talking about.
Yeah. And we can always, like I said, you know, we'll always be able to talk to you about the different services that we can provide for you. But at least this, you know, as a young company, it's a great way to get going. I mean, it's kind of the old football adage, you know, on any given Sunday, the worst team can beat the best team as long as they're on the same playing field. Not that I'm saying you're the worst. I'm just saying that as a young, small company, if we get you on that playing field, which, of course, in this case is the first page of Google, you can still compete with the bigger, more established businesses. We just got to get you where people are looking. And, of course, in this day and age, most people will start and stop their search by what they see on that first page of their search on Google. Now, you are going to be able to be found by any device that accesses the Internet. So whether it's a laptop, tablet, smartphone, PC, vehicles even with Internet access or voice-activated searches, of course, Siri and Cortana on a smartphone, and also Google Home, Amazon Alexa. Those those devices too. As long as they're in your service area, they'll be able to find you for those keywords related to your services. Now, do you do like wildlife removal as well as kind of the basic pests that most people would find in their homes, especially this time of year?
So that's kind of a catchy question. Yes, I do, but I got to look into some licensing on that. I believe
okay.
I'm good licensing, but I need to verify.
Okay. Gotcha.
For some reason, last month, I had several calls about doing wildlife removal.
Right.
Which I did, but I need to double check on some stuff before I continue doing.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, so, you know, like I said, the reason I'm asking is what we'll do is very targeted marketing, so we'll kind of keep it to, you know, the basic, you know, critters that most people would find, and we can always change that or update that content if you want to be found for wildlife removal and things like that. We will, of course, do a follow-up call with our technician. That's kind of where we dot the I's and cross the T's. We'll want to know all of the services that you want to be found for, your service area. Of course, we'll also want to know things like the hours of operation that you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc. What's unique about your business if you want, for example, for us to brand you as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you already have a logo, we'll use it. If not, we will create one for you with your suggestions. Now, I know that you're already liking Angie's. You'll probably use it for a long time. Like I said, it's already paid for itself for the future. If you wanted us to, we can have a clickable link, the Angie's or Facebook or a combination icon on the website itself, and that way people can see what you already have going for you right now. And of course, everything that you've got going for you will continue to work for you. It's just going to reach a much larger target audience. Okay. Now,
and I have a logo already.
Oh, you do have a logo. I'll put that in the notes. Logo already. And then I did want to ask you, because I know that the business is technically an LLC, but keeping the LLC as part of the branding of the business is completely up to you. We do want to be consistent, though, in the information that we put online. Did you want that to appear Evans Pest Solutions or Evans Pest Solutions LLC?
It can be just Evans Pest Solutions.
Okay, perfect.
I mean, I do get... do have an LLC, but it does not have to be on there.
Right. And if anyone ever asks me what my suggestion is, I'm always saying just to leave off the Inc. Co's and LLCs, and I agree with you there. And is the phone number that we're speaking on, Jason, is this not only the best number to reach you regarding your account, is it also the number you would want your customers to call?
Yes, this is all of the above.
Okay, so to promote for the business, 337-438-1417. And is it a smartphone? Can you receive a text message on that number?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Wonderful. And like I said, when people fill out the contact form on your website, you will get a text message. You'll also get an email. Now, if it's a business email, it will not only be attached to that contact form, it will also be listed physically on the website. If it's more of a personal email, we would hide it. But either way, it would be attached to the contact form. And, of course, when necessary, we will use it to contact you regarding your account, especially for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records. Jason, what is a good email address either for you or for your company?
It's evanspestsolutions@outlook.com.
Okay, perfect. And then I'm just guessing here, and correct me if I'm wrong, but is Evans your last name?
Yes.
Okay, never do want to assume. And then when we are contacting you, we do use, like I said, phone, text, email, usually the method that's most appropriate for the information that we do want to get out to you. But did you have a preference as to how we contact you? Phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
Email, I mean, all of them is fine.
Okay.
Either way is fine.
Okay.
I do. So, I mean, I would say if I had a preference,
mm-hmm.
Email is
yeah,
the better way.
Okay. I'll put email preferred, and then if it's something quick that we just want to make sure that you get, we'll probably have a little bit of redundancy built into it. We'll send you an email and also send you a text, that type of thing. Oh, I wanted to ask you also about the address, the physical address that I saw on that Angie's or Home Advisor. It's Angie. It's HomeAdvisor powered by Angie, but homeadvisor.com/rated, the name of your business, a bunch of numbers and HTML. That's your profile page on the HomeAdvisor website. It does list the physical address, but correct me if I'm wrong. You are service-based, right, Mr. Evans? You always go out to the customer, and no one ever does come to you first. There's not a physical address that we would necessarily be promoting for your business online, right?
No. I mean, I do have an office with an address.
Okay. Is that the 1230 2nd Street?
Yes.
It is. So you... You receive your mail, of course, but you don't receive customers there. No one does come to you?
The only time they'll come to me is to pay a bill.
Gotcha. Okay. So if you don't regularly see customers coming to you, we don't have to list that physical address. Google knows that most service-based businesses are often run from the home, or even if it is that outside office or a shop, something like that. If you don't regularly see customers coming to you, Google does prefer to not list the physical address because they wouldn't want someone to drive out there and try to knock on that door any more than you would. So I don't think we would need to be promoting that address for you unless you wanted us to.
No, we do not need to. I'm out in the field most of the time, so I mean, if
yeah, that's,
go there,
that's the thing. If you're out in the field and people come and knock on that door, I'll put the hide address for that. Yeah. And then if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. Like I said, I would schedule that follow-up call with our technician. And then what I would do now to kind of secure the listing for your business, and it is required of us, is to read what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is that flat rate, that we are including the website for you, that we're both reducing the subscription cost and reducing that one-time setup fee. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. Okay?
Okay.
Give me just a quick second here. You might hear a brief pause as I get that set up for you. So the voice verification reads as follows. It says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement. And Mr. Evans, it is a added form of protection for you." It says, "In order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, Jason, can you please restate the name of your company as you would want that to appear online?"
Evans Pest Solutions.
Okay, and that's exactly how I have that. And then, Mr. Evans, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Jason Evans, I am the owner.
Okay, and then as the owner of Evans Pest Solutions, Jason, you are, of course, then authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you probably make all the decisions for your business. And then, Jason, for the billing information, sir, that you will be using for our services, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Mr. Evans, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. And since our job is to make sure that people who need your services are able to contact you, we do specifically request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to emails, text messages, phone calls too, coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Jason, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Of course. And it says, "In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement." And again, like I said, we are already aware of the Angie leads. There is no direct conflict there. The reason that we ask, though, is all of the additional content that we will, in fact, be creating for your company, we certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing for you. And equally or even more important is that we will make sure that all of your business information online does stay accurate and consistent. So we're not actually saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think may also create content for your business online, Mr. Evans, we ask that you at least let us know. Jason, that's fair enough, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And we're going to do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. And, of course, like I said, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. So, again, we can make sure that your business information is consistent. With all of the reductions in the cost that I'm applying here, reducing both the subscription costs and the one-time setup fee, with the inclusion of the website, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today's date, the 14th of March, in the very discounted total amount of exactly $298.00. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 14th of the month and the further reduced rate of exactly $199.00. And again, that $199, Jason, is both a fixed rate and a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount, meaning no taxes, no fees, no surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, and voice-activated searches, too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri, and Cortana on a smartphone, etc. And in this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That landing page, Jason, is also included at no additional cost, which again means that we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. Now, this is completely at will, which of course means that you may absolutely discontinue your agreement at any time for any reason. You can pause it too, whether you get more work than you can take on or need to go on vacation. You can even pause the service seasonally if necessary. As long as you're happy and using the service, it is going to be that fixed flat rate, unless later on, as we talk to you, you decide that you want to add Facebook ads, Google ads, or the Google guarantee. I know you're going to use the service as we continue to move forward here. Now, all that we ask to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Evans, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. And then, Jason, that first payment, sir, would that be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you?
It is a American Express.
American Express. Is it your name on that card, the business name, or both? How does that appear?
Both.
Both. Any middle initial or simply Jason Evans?
R for the middle initial.
R. I like the letter R because it's easy to understand. It's not like a T or a P or a C or F and S. My gosh, I always have to say, is that F like Frank or S like Sam? And I'm almost always wrong, especially when I think I heard it clear. But R is one of those that you really can't mistake for any other letter. And then is it Evans Pest Solutions, or does it have the LLC on that particular card?
It does not have the LLC. It
does not have the LLC. Okay. And then, Mr. Evans, you said that was an American Express card, sir. I am actually ready for that number whenever you are.
All right. It is 3798-3527-5791-004.
Okay. And then the expiration month and year?
10 of 26.
10 of 26. And then the four digits on the front of the card?
1334.
1334. So I've got 1334-1334, and then you said October or 10 of 2026 for the expiration. And then, Mr. Evans, was the card itself 3798 352 757-91004.
Correct.
And does that bill at the 1230 2nd Street in Lake Charles, 70601?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Now, in about a minute here, you will receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there. But if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
I actually do not at the moment, but if I get an email, that would be perfect.
Yeah, you will get the email in a couple of minutes. You can, by the way, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday. That's going to be 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central. You can email the support team 24/7. There will be an email address on there as well. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within the following business day. Now, you will receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute through our automated system, and you will also receive an additional email. The invoice email will be sent out to you separately, and there is a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification, simply provided for you in writing. You will also receive that link by direct text message, and depending on who your phone carrier is, you may receive that text message even before you receive the email. But when you receive one or the other of those, please do let me know. I did just want to walk you through a couple of things there. Now, we do our client interviews between 9 and 5, so the last one is already in process. Looks like we're a little booked out tomorrow for the first one, but anything starting at 10 o'clock up to and including that last one at 5 o'clock. We schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes about 25 or 30 minutes, and you do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call. It looks like there's at least one spot every hour other than that first one at 9 o'clock. Did you want something as early as – oh, wait. Well, tomorrow looks even better. Okay, I don't know why I was looking out till Wednesday. Tomorrow there is a 9 o'clock available. Did you want something as early as 9 or as late as 5, somewhere in between there maybe?
Let's do as late as 5. I have a pretty full day tomorrow.
Okay. Let me refresh that just to make sure that 5 o'clock is still available, because I did see in the chat. Oh, no. Okay. There's a 4 o'clock. If you want something at 5, we would have to go to Wednesday. But does 4 o'clock work for you tomorrow?
Let's see.
It would be closer to 4:30, and I can tell them to push it towards 4:30. They would just want to make sure that they have enough time to prepare for the 4 that they've got already scheduled at 5 o'clock, so it looks like they are booked out. I thought there was one still left. If we tell them to push it closer to 4:30, would that work out for you?
Yeah, it'd be much better, yes.
Okay, all right, so I'll put it down here. You'll get a calendar invite that says it's scheduled from 4 until 5, but like I said, it's a one-hour window. The call itself takes about half that time, and I'll ask them to definitely push it towards the back half of that hour. Now, did you receive either the email or the text message?
Yes, I got 2 emails.
And you get a welcome email. That is the one that I talked about with the client support phone number and the email address and things like that. And the other one, the invoice email, is actually what does trigger the text message. If you open up the invoice email, there is a link on it to the written terms and conditions. Of course, the invoice is below that. But if you click where it says click here to accept the subscription terms, or if you open up the text message, it would go immediately to where we need you to go, which is the local splash terms of experience, talking about, of course, your Google business profile optimization. We will mirror the content on Bing, and your placement will very closely match on Bing where you're listed on Google, and for the same keywords. Google, Bing basically indexes off of Google. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. Like I said, it's almost 70 different destinations and directories. known to the public or unknown, all of them are equally important to Google. We do not create that content necessarily so your customers can see it there, but so Google and Bing will see it. And that content, talking about your services and service areas, what's going to put you where people would see you, which is in that local map. Now, the landing page, that's the website. We are going to do that. Of course, the Google Ads are kind of holding off on there, as well as LSA, which is local services, also known as Google Guarantee. I don't really want to walk you through all of this here. I know you're busy. But if you scroll down where it says SMS communication, it's got the mobile number 337-438-1417. We do just want you to verify that that is a mobile number, that you can receive text messages on there, but please do not click the opt-out of SMS or text messages. That would prevent us from being able to send those to you. We would want to be able to send those to you, although I do have email as your preferred method of contact. There's a long line. If you scroll all the way down, it goes all the way across, and below it, it says signature. Above it, there's a little box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card in your name. Of course, we do want you to click on that box. And then in the box below that line, that longer box with the arrow pointing towards it, we would want you to either click in there or and type in Jason R. Evans, case sensitive, of course, or you can copy and paste it. If you copy and paste it, just be careful to not copy a space before it or after it. But once you've got your name in there, do click the confirm signature, Mr. Evans. That does a couple of things. Of course, it does let us know that we are including the website for you, that we reduce the cost of the subscription and the setup fee. It also does allow us to both release the Google PIN card so we can verify that you are an active business in the local area, and also to do that initial NAPW audit, so we can make sure that any information that's currently out there is accurate, and to fix it if it is not. So it is an important step in the process. You will know that you are successful in doing that when it asks you for your username and your password. When you get to that screen, just let me know.
That's what it's asking me right now.
It is. Okay. Now, first of all, you don't have to worry about that. The reason it's doing that, it's coming from my.localsplash.com, in this case, slash terms, and then the information specific to your business. But the my.localsplash.com, that's the same dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon to access your tracking and your reporting system, and the automated system thinks you're trying to do it right now, so it's asking you to log in. I think if you were able to put in a username and a password, it would give you an error message that the page hasn't even been created yet, but we will start creating that with the client interview tomorrow. I am, though, going to send you right now a calendar invite. It's to your email address, and it does say Local Splash, C-I-E-N-G on there. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. Sometimes people ask me what that means. It does, though, have your username. Now, your username is simply the phone number that we're speaking on, but no dashes, no spaces, no parentheses, just the phone number itself. And in any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email, please do include either your phone number or your username, which are, again, basically the same thing. And then we can always forward it out to the right department. And then, of course, that calendar invite's got your name on there, and then it's got your phone number. Now, you don't have to respond to it, although many people do. There's no problem if you do. I think it may appear to be like a video conference call on the invitation, but it is just a phone call, and it is going to be scheduled for as late as possible tomorrow, pushing it close to 4:30. It is going to be someone from our client interview team giving you that follow-up call. But other than that, I want to be the very first to say welcome aboard. I mean, I'm pretty excited to get this going for you. Looking forward to getting that website out there, getting your phone ringing, and, of course, earning your business and, you know, possibly adding other services as you're able to scale up your business. I did want to thank you, though, and I mean, I know you can't help but be yourself, but you're clearly an intelligent guy. You're a patient guy. You even made me laugh a couple of times, and, you know, I don't always get all of that. In fact, sometimes I get none of that. But it's always nice, especially at the end of the day, to talk to someone who was as respectful of my time as I hope I've been of theirs. And I really do appreciate the opportunity to speak with you, Jason.
Yeah, no problem at all. I appreciate the call. Like I said, you kind of saved me a little bit of research time, so
Seems like a good thing and good timing for you. And definitely Tara is pretty good at what she does, and I think that she found a good fit for this particular listing. I think you're going to love it.
Okay, good deal.
All righty. Well, Mr. Evans, You have a wonderful rest of the day, sir, and thanks again for your time.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Take care. Bye-bye now.